Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sean Worthington, 10-year faculty member at Butte College in the Computer Science Department, author of Beyond Bitcoin, creator of Cloudcoin, and a cryptocurrency and the technology to deliver it. And so we've been talking about all the different kinds of cryptocurrencies out there, not all of them, but some of them, and mostly the different platforms. So, folks, when you're considering different currencies, and there are dozens, if not hundreds, of other Bitcoin, Cloudcoin-type cryptocurrencies, you got to ask about the technology. You didn't always have to with fiat money. You don't have to know what the mint looks like in where the dollars and the pounds and the euros come from. You don't have to know about that. But with cryptocurrency, you kind of do. You need to know about that. I want to say one thing real quick, Sean, and then I want you to talk to us about some geopolitics. I still believe, and I'm keep checking my position with people like you, I still believe that the big news for cryptocurrency is not the coin. I believe the news and the big daddy, so to speak, the driver, the killer app, so to speak, is the technology, the underlying technology, and that will lead the way in the marketplace. People will use that technology to develop contracts, relationships, to do business with each other, and they'll reconcile that business in the end with the associated cryptocurrency. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. The big thing here is that we've developed a database that cannot be destroyed by governments. And so mm-hmm. that's the big technology here. We've had the DNS system up and going since 1985. That is a big
right.
deal he's talking itself.
About the, and he's talking about the defined names and numbers, that kind of thing. Go ahead.
Well, it's the domain name service yeah. that allows us to translate domain names to IP addresses. We'll use that every time that we go on the internet to go to google.com or type in a URL. And that's been up and going since 1985. It's a database that's indestructible.
Right.
And but blockchain is also like that, where it cannot be destroyed.
So so now you mentioned earlier 25 clouds. Cloud currency is on a cloud technology. It's not based in. It's not based on a network on terrestrial computers, a million terrestrial computers around the world, like cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin and blockchain is. It's actually in the cloud. You talked about 25 clouds across the world. Who's in charge of those, and what's the geopolitics? What's the geopolitical threats to those?
So we have to get rid of something called systematic risk, and that means that one thing that goes wrong cannot bring down the entire system. And so we have to have clouds that are in every single jurisdiction, or at least different jurisdictions, so that there's one in Russia and America, and we've got one in Colombia, and we've got one in Taiwan. And that way, if one government decides that they want to kick in the doors and shut down the servers, that they cannot bring down the entire system.
Hmm.
And the same thing with the operating systems and the software and everything that's running, the people that are running it.
Is there a mothership? Is there a Cloudcoin mothership?
No, there cannot be any kind of centralized mothership that can be brought down, including myself. So if even I was to get hit by a bus, it wouldn't matter at all as far as the system goes.
No queen bee?
Nope, it's got to be absolutely decentralized so that no single currency goes wrong.
But it does require the internet backbone and electricity. So if there were any kind of a grid episode, it could be just as challenging as anything else.
Well, that's where gold and silver comes in, because they don't require any kind of electricity.
Right.
However, I think that
are you saying hedge? Are you recommending hedge?
I'm just, yeah, I mean, definitely if you're an investor, you'd want to have that base covered, but you should not turn your, a blind eye to cryptocurrencies, because they're going to be the high performers, I believe.
Right.
That's what's going to, if you're going to do investments, that's going to be the future.
Is this going to be a new, next time you come back, let's talk about cryptocurrencies as a moneymaker, I mean, as a profession. Can we do that? That's what you've decided to do, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. I need a website quickly, please.
DigitalFrontierNews.com. They can sign up for a newsletter and get free cloud coins as well as my book.
All right. The book is called Beyond Bitcoin. Sean Worthington. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.